Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometimes called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I tell you, so I'm so glad to be before you. God has been so good. He has blessed us one more time. So we're going to jump for joy because he gives us the opportunity to come before you and present many formats or platforms, if you want to say that, to share it. I am Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. And it's truly, truly a great opportunity to be here before you. We're excited because WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 24 countries. Having that great opportunity to do that allows us to get the word out. This vessel is available for you. So if you have something you want to share, you have a great opportunity to do that by calling and connecting. And our office number is 334-467-7261. Again, 334-467-7261. Or email LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let's get this show started because, see, God has blessed us with a great opportunity. The title for tonight's show is Love is More Than a Feeling. What is love? I want you to ask yourself that before I expect you to give a call in and be a part of it. So the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you can share your thoughts about the idea of love is more than a feeling, and you can share what is love, what it means to you. Also, after I identify with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'm going to ask for your location, and if you choose to share your name with it, then you can jump in and chat with Dr. Lowe. I'm so excited about coming before you because, see, this is another opportunity. We had an awesome show last night, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, and we talked about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics. And tonight we're talking about real love. We're talking about the real love talk that soothes your appetite. And we want to take this opportunity to allow you to connect with us through the web link. The web link, www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to connect with us by Twitter, you have an opportunity at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW underscore Internet underscore Talk underscore Radio. And on Instagram, we're really excited about having the opportunity to come before you. We're only using one of the networks tonight, or the media sites tonight, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're going to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated for allowing us to partner with them to help get the word out by using their network. See, God is so good. He's blessing us in many ways. I want to give a shout-out for a couple other individuals that have joined. We have Jeffrey underscore William underscore 26, Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett. He's known as Aaron.Rev of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. Miss Bush, EDS, we give her way to a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all taking the opportunity to join us. But I want you to also use these media sites to share your thoughts. You can type in comments and questions that you would like for me to answer or do my best to refer you to the best place to do that. So I am real excited about doing what we're doing because the Love Cafe menu. See, one of the things people ask, so why did you come up with that title, The Love Cafe? The menu is what's important here. And I want to make sure what I'm sharing with you relate to your life. The Love Cafe is like going in any restaurant, any cafe, sometime any bar or grill. There's a menu. The menu for the Love Cafe includes the appetizer and starter, which is the lust that you may encounter in your life. The entrees, always the attraction. You know, if you go there, you see that steak, you want to get that steak, that chicken, that fish, whatever it may be in the form of a meat, you can look at it. Then the other things that go, the size that goes also is the attraction. The dessert, which is the attachment. See, just getting hooked. See, the dessert that's going, you know, you enhance your meal, you enhance your appetizer. Now you have your dessert. Now you are attached to what you're trying to connect with, especially if it's a person you're trying to connect with. So that's the attachment. And the last thing is the beverage. And see, the beverage is what soothes and soothes the throat, soothes the inner self, and that's the awakening. See, it awakens the inner side. So if you're getting to the point you're trying to decide which way I want to go, understand the Love Cafe. When I say to go in regards to what your relationship, this is all about love and a relationship. We're going to talk about healthy relationships. So we have some awesome guests from time to time, and as well as co-hosts that join us from time. And they're not on the line right now, but I'm going to give them a shout out. And if they join us, we'll make sure they'll be able to come in and share their thoughts. And you can also ask questions of them. We have out of the great state of Texas, over in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, none other than, I truly call my friend, the pastor. That's pastor, and I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt, who joins us from time to time. He's a relationship coach and a relationship strategist. Out of the South Central Alabama, a young lady, she's an author, a life coach, also an owner. He has an entrepreneur, a young person who's working hard, none other than Sarita Duncan. Also joining us from time to time, this young lady was on the Monday night show. And she has a ministry that reaches out to everybody. Behavior, health, known as Only My Own Truth. The lady that put the boots on the ground, none other than Tina Robinson. Those individuals join us from time to time. And if they call in, I'll make sure I get them on the line so they can share their thoughts as well. Let's get our format started tonight. Our title again is Love is More Than a Feeling. What is love? I just want to take that, and this from personal experience. Love is more than a feeling. It's not how you feel about someone. Love is truly, truly a deliberate act of making sure you value the person you have an interest in, as well as you value yourself. So it's important that we keep in mind that love is a deliberate act of caring for someone, listening to the other person. Love is wanting others to succeed, to be happy, joyful, and fulfillment. When we talk about love, we gave the name the Love Cafe, and I want to break this down. We took it and we took the love and broke it down into acronyms. And just remember what I just shared with you. Why I see love is a deliberate act by you. See, the L in the love, in the acronym of love, L, is all about listening. As I just shared with you, it says listening to others, or listening to your mate. The next thing when we look at the L is truly, truly having love from the inner self. That includes the many seeds. Some people say four or many seeds. And those seeds is commitment, compassion, connection, consistency. Those are four I'm just going to share with you now when you're talking about love, being able to listen and understand what love is and what love does. The next thing we want to focus is the O as an acronym in love in our Love Cafe. The O is overcoming challenges, overlooking the other person's faults. Too many times we get caught up in seeing people for how they was before you really took an interest in them. We take some time, we actually be focused on what's wrong with them. See, if you don't look at the external part and look at the internal part of them or focus on the internal part, you will see them for who they are and who God has created them to be, because you'll be able to touch their hearts and their soul. It's so important that we allow ourselves to do that so we can overcome and overlook things that keep us from being joyful, have peace, and identify that famous word, love. See, God smiles on us when we're able to be joyful, when we're at peace, when we have love in our life. Not talking about the playful love. We're talking about the love that allows your inner self to connect with that person God has blessed you with, or blessed that person to be in your life. And personally, that's the way I am. And God has blessed me with a person that really, really loves me from the inner self, not the outer self. The next thing is the V. How you value yourself, first of all, because it's all about mutual values. Once you develop and find that person, you have to see what values you have and see how they become mutual. How valuable is you, you know, basically in life, how you value yourself. This is what it's all about. And the next one is the E. So the E has several, which acronym of E, have several words that can go along with. See, the E is all about empowerment. The E is truly about being able to understand that everything matters. The E is all about excitement. I always say, I'm pushing all my chips to the center of the table. I'm all in. Everything I'm putting in the center of the table is all about encouragement. You have to encourage and support one another. That's one thing you can't be afraid to do. You have to be able to be more or less the first responder. Whenever you're with that person you desire in God and bless you with that person, because now you love, understand what love is and what love does, you have a tendency to make sure you encourage them like you would like to be encouraged. Support them how you would want to be supported. And that's the acronym of love. So hopefully that allows you to understand what love is. Let's look at some things that we take for granted in life when we're talking about love. See, if you are ready to commit, be consistent, compassion, cooperate, connect, compromise. See, love to you will be patience. We're talking about love is more than a feeling. Just as I present this information to you, we know it's more than that little small thing of I feel good, I feel like I love that person. Anybody tells you I feel like I love you is not sure. That's room for doubt. See, love is all about kindness. See, if you want to experience kindness, you got to show kindness. You had heard that before. Love is not jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. See, if you're encountering that in your life where people going to boast and brag about what they have, or they're so jealous and insecure, and they rude to you and disrespectful, that's not love. Don't let them tell you it's love. We're talking about love is more than a feeling. So we'll ask you the question, what is love? As I began to present information to you, share information with you, hopefully it'll steer you where you say, okay, let me check out what love is and what love does for me. See, love is a deep affection. See, too many times individuals don't realize love requires you to be affectionate. You cannot escape that one, because whatever you define of affection is what you're going to present to that person that's been placed in your life. Love is truly tenderness. See, you so kind and you just gentle with that person. Love is warm. Love is warmth. And we have to always keep that in mind. A warm heart draws many people to them. So when you say, you know, it's not a feeling. See, my heart being warm is not all about a feeling. It's something that's internally inside of me that's happening in my heart where I'm warm toward that person. Intimacy. See, a lot of times individuals get caught up in not realizing that intimacy is important. And intimacy is not sex, and let's clear it up. Intimacy falls in those lines when you come up affection, being able to hold hands, making sure you are that provider and protector when you with your person, your significant other, your mate, your spouse, whoever it may be. It is sitting on the couch and just cuddling and recognize that that person is the one that I truly want to be with, and I'm here with them, and I'm going to love them as much as God has blessed me to be able to do. See, it ain't about as much as I can do, as much as God has blessed me, because he placed the love in my heart. He placed love in your heart, and you have to recognize what it is. Love is truly about attachment. Remember, we was talking about the dessert. See, you have your lust, your attraction, and then you have the attachment. These are phases you'll go through even in your tears of relationship. See, sometime, and I'm going to step off and go to this place. This place is about the tears of relationships. See, you start off as an associate. Associate that I run across you and encountered you. However, that does not tell me anything about you. And it's a choice I have that I won't fall in the category of lust, where I'm caught up in allowing myself to overplay what I'm doing. See, truly, I want you to look at this in a manner that you get to the point that you get to understand that you want to know more about that person. So they become your acquaintance. See, that means I want to know information about you. I don't want to know all everything, but I want to know enough. I have an interest in you. So that's your attraction. Come on now. Come on, don't be afraid. And the next one is friends. See, that category where you say I move from associate to acquaintance to now friends. Your friend is truly the attachment. See, I'm attached to you because we have something in common. You have presented to me those things that are truly valuable. Because you deliberately, see, love is intentional. Too many times individuals are not intentional. We want you to be a part of this show. by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I will distinctly ask you to share your location and your name if you choose, and then you can jump in and begin to chat with Dr. Lowe tonight. We'll give a shout out to A-Time_J, Blue_NotEasy, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Greg Brown 7932. We give a shout out. Genesis Win Player. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all joining us at this point. Let's kind of move the agenda or the format. And let me just give you several other things that you can identify, hopefully. Endearment. Love is endearment. Devotion. Apparition. Dating, or with some will truly say dating. Idolization, worship, passion, enthusiasm, desire. Let's take a minute and talk about that. Desire. See, when we're praying to God for our next or the person that we want to love us like we should be loved, because we have self-love, because we can love ourselves and we want to share that love with it. You ask God and share with him the desires. And those desires is something God will bring your way. Man can't do it. Your friend can't do it. Family members can't do it. They call themselves introducing to somebody they think is right. Unless God has have a place for that person in your life, they'll come and be like a season. I call it a session. So we have to always keep in mind desire. It also talks about infatuation. That's up in that lust part. You're infatuated with that person. But you may be infatuated with that external part. And that's just not going to work. If the inner self is not connecting, that's all it is infatuation. Intellect, moral blindness. This is what love is all about. Let's take true love right quickly, and we're going to go to self-love coming up, which is one of the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship, a healthy, loving relationship. True love is having a deep bond based on commitment, respect, trust, and acceptance. Let me repeat that again. True love is having a deep bond based on commitment, respect, trust, and acceptance. You know that's love right there. Love means being dedicated to someone. Love is an action based on a conscious decision to value others. That's what love is. Let's expand to the point that when we pray to our Lord and Savior, and we talk about love, a lesson can be learned from our Lord and Savior. Because he knows what love. He gave his only begotten son for each and every one of us to have our sins. So we can yet live. That's love. As you look at each of these things I am sharing based on what love means, one of the things I want to make sure you highlight in just one word. As I just stated, dedicated. And the next word I want you to remember when you're talking about loving somebody and being in love, a conscious decision. And the next word is value. Do you value others? Or are you walking around, I have arrived and everybody else is beneath me? If you're that way, you don't understand what love is. You don't know what love means. You don't know what it is. And you don't really understand what it does for you once you find out. If you're going to love and focus on it not being a feeling, you have to make it genuine. But you have to be genuine first. You can't make it authentically possible to be genuine if you don't have self-love for yourself. Let's talk about self-love. And I would like for you to comment. Thank you, Denise. I'm sorry, Minister Denise Stephanie. You're coming in. You just said you were back. Thank you so much. Others, you have the same opportunity to share your thoughts. We want to give a shout out to Sigma Polo 17. Thank you, brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brothers, for all of you joining us on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Let's look at self-love. See, one of the things that when we talk about characteristics of a healthy, loving relationship, the first thing they say on the menu is self-love. Truly, you can't love yourself if you don't understand that love is far more than a feeling. It's not a feeling. See, love is made up of different components. Come on now. See, you have a sexual attraction. It's very powerful. It makes sense that you could confuse the sexual attraction for love. It is not love. As individuals, when we get so confused and use sex because we're looking at the external part, or we're talking about a feeling. See, love is not a feeling. It's far from a feeling. So sexual attraction is a feeling. Ask yourself, is that you? Ask yourself, is that you? So we're talking about self-love. You know it's not a feeling. So self-love means is I got to love myself first. To seek and find somebody, or God can bless you with your desires, you have to love yourself. You know, I was listening to one of those shows that comes on was talking about people that seek and find people for all the wrong reasons. Sexual attraction could be one of them. But people seek people when they're miserable. Just remember that. Misery loves company. When you're miserable, you're seeking people that are just as miserable as you are. That other statement that was mentioned even on our show on Monday night, hurt people. So make sure you work hard to heal. And the healing process don't have a time frame on it. The healing process might take years to get yourself in the right position to kind of understand how much I love myself, that I won't put myself in a situation. One of the things that goes along with the misery and the hurt is that you come out of a relationship that you develop poor relationship habits. And those unhealthy habits plays a major role in your life where you cannot find that person that you need to be, who God has blessed you, will bless you with, until you take time to heal. The healing process is hard. It's not easy. Do not think that you can wave a magic wand and you're healed. It takes time to search your inner self. See, love, and we're going to say it, is more than a feeling, because love is from your heart and your soul. See, if you've gotten to the point in your life where you can give love and you understand that gift that you give, which is love, and it's the gift saying, I love you, you're on the right track. I know if I say I love you, it's a gift. But if I say I'm in love with you, I can step way out of that area to the point where I'm operating from my heart and my soul, and it becomes a state of mind. Love, true love, real love, is a state of mind. If you're not understanding that, it's okay. But you got to remember, self-love is so important. Let's also talk about that second component of a healthy, loving relationship. That second component is trust. If you cannot trust yourself, you will not trust anybody else. Love requires you to be able to trust yourself in any situation. Love requires you to be honest. Love truly requires you to communicate. See, self-love requires those things as well. And we have to keep that in mind. Self enough is love on myself. But I love myself enough to share with the person God has sent as a desire that I desired and prayed for. Love is. So from my inner self, I'm really, really loving the person because we connect. We have to always keep in mind. We have to always understand love is a choice. It's not a feeling. Your choice in love is not a feeling. It is an action. And we have to keep that in mind. That helps you understand love is more than a feeling. Then you say, what is love? It's an action. I always say, don't talk about it, be about it. If you say you love somebody, person, it requires you to make the commitment to be a hard worker. You got to work at it. And I tell everyone, well, a male or female, if you have somebody that's not willing to work at loving you, they're not the right person for you. An old saying, it said, when they show themselves, believe what you see. Then you know what you need to do? Pack your bag, pack your suitcase, and run as fast as you can. We talked about honesty. We talked about trust. We talked about communication. Those are those components besides self-love for a healthy, long-lasting relationship, truly a long relationship. Next one is connection. See, love is not a feeling. You understand that. You ask the question, what is love? Is action. And it's a connection. Your action puts you in a position to connect with the person God has for you. It doesn't matter how many people you run across in your life. You could be loving the wrong person. It's okay. You go through a healing process when God says he's ready and he knows you're ready to work the plan and have the will to do it, he'll place that person in your life. That's what we're talking about, love, through being able to self-love, be honest, be truthful, communicate, connect, and the one I think so important that helps explain why love is more than a feeling. It relates to something I already mentioned, action. See, when you love and you know you're in love, you are consistent. Because you're not going to be in love 80% of the time, and 20% you're not in love. You're not going to be in love if you got 1 foot in side the door and 1 foot outside the door. We just said, truly, truly, you got to be consistent. So consistency requires hard work. My dad used to say things to me. My dad only had an eighth grade education. He used to share with his son. Son, if you want to be an awesome man, just keep this in mind. Work determines what kind of man you're going to be in this world. He said, when you work hard and respect people, you'll begin to appreciate what life has for you. I couldn't get it earlier in my life. But I knew one thing, and remember what he said, work hard. So by working hard at making sure your relationship and your marriage is successful, it requires 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When you're committed and you're consistent and you're ready to compromise, you're compassionate, you will spend your time focused on making sure your efforts fit the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's back to action. Back to action. And that's what it's all about. The last thing I want to kind of share tonight is the types of feelings. I'll say, what type of feelings is love? Some of y'all might want to share with me. Type it in. But if you want to call in, the call-in number and chat with me, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. If you give me your name, I'm excited about having your name. If I get your location, I'm even more excited. And then I will ask you to just join in with your conversation, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, talking about love is more than a feeling. So if you want to say in your mind, I think love is a feeling. So what type of feeling is love? I'm asking that question because it's important that we answer that. See, people in general believe love is a feeling of power. People in general think love is having a power. Within that feeling, you have a sense of empathy towards the beloved, feeling the other person truly pain when they're going through pain. And you make it your own pain. I can remember our co-host saying something that he dealt with his wife, that's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. Said he was coming from work and his wife was coming from work. But when he called her, he could tell that something was wrong. She was angry and mad. So if you feel their pain, because you have a sense of empathy toward that person. He said, I told her, meet me at this spot right there. It was a restaurant. And when he shared that with her, he shared it with us. You have to be the first responder, just like an ambulance, just like a police officer, just like a fire engine, a fire medic. You are the first responder in your marriage, in your relationship. That helps you understand that the feeling is a sense of empathy toward a person. Feeling that person pain. Being willing to sacrifice anything for that other person. Or your significant other. Or your spouse. You have to be really. So if you want to say that's love, that's a type of feeling when we're talking about love. Keywords is generally feeling a powerful sense of empathy towards others or your beloved, feeling the person pain. They're overwhelmed. They've been grinding. They're tired. Feel that pain. And you have to have some words of kindness. You have to have some words of sympathy. You have to have words of enthusiasm. You have to have words of endearment. You have to have words of tenderness. You have to have words of warmness. You have to have words of devotion. You have to have words what you're willing to say, I'm truly, truly feeling what you're feeling. You have to make sure you have a deep affection. See, that's love. It's not a feeling. So let's keep that in mind. Come to the last question here. Why is it hard to fall out of love? Come on now. I need somebody to help me with that. Type in your comments. We have joined us to Seema Jackson. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to be a part of this. It's a blessing. Let's look at why it's hard to fall out of love. See, if it's true love, and you remember we said true love is having a deep bond. Come on now. Based on commitment, respect, trust, and acceptance. So that's why it's so hard to fall out of love. It has nothing to do with a feeling. This is asking, what is love? So when you're in love, based on the things I'm sharing with you, just like in our acronym that you're able to communicate through listening first and talking second, taking the opportunity to work to overcome the challenges and overlooking faults, make sure the relationship is valuable. The E is everything. Putting the work in, pushing all the chips to the center of the table. I'm all in. Through thick and thin, death do apart. I'm committed, and I'm going to be here to bring excitement in your life, encouragement that allow you to empower yourself. So let's look at why it's so hard to fall out of love. Come on now. Because in most cases, when you understand love is an action. Going back to some things we shared earlier, love triggers a natural feeling of anxiety that can make people very vulnerable. See, that's the word that I want you to just take in and let it soothe your appetite. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. soothing your appetite, your love appetite. I'm going to say that again. Love, when you're truly in love because of the action and you understand what love is and what love does, you will understand it's a natural feeling of anxiety. This is when you fall, it's so hard to fall out of love that can make people feel vulnerable. See, we put up walls so you don't have to be vulnerable. Just remember that. Because what somebody did to me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'm still carrying that weight. And it's a wall. I'm not going to be vulnerable. I'm not going to let. So that tells you love comes from the inner self, because that's your heart is what you're vulnerable at. You don't want to be vulnerable there unless you understand the action that comes about to be in love. See, it's all about being in love. It will trigger anxiety. It'll make you get into bed and don't want to get out of the bed. I love working that job. I don't have that job no more. Woe me. Just understanding that, not allowing love to be a feeling, understanding love is an action. Has nothing to do with sex. Keep that off the table. Intimacy has nothing to do with sex. Many ways you can be intimate. Before we complete this, I'm stuck on vulnerable. Vulnerability. When you love someone, you allow yourself to be vulnerable. Them songs and statement, love hurt. Yeah. You can get hurt if you're not in love. So why not throw all the cards in? Let it come from your heart and your soul. Because it's an inner self. It's internal. So if I'm going to be hurt, I'm vulnerable because I gave it all, not part of it. It's sad to be hurt and only gave part of it. To know what love is and what it does. Also, we have to remember, some of us are not able to process these feelings over time. Some of us are not able to process, so we hold on to that anger. We hold on and build those walls up because someone had bad relationship skills that you dealt with, and you want to punish everybody else. I have a thing I always say. I don't want to be in no relationship when you want to treat me like collateral damage. Because it didn't go right with them, got nothing to do with me. Take me as I am. If God has placed us together, he already knows the story. You don't have to relive the story with me and make me your collateral damage. I don't need that. You don't need that. If anybody trying to make you collateral damage, when they show themselves, believe what you see and run as fast as you can. Because the only thing they're interested in is to seek and destroy. Don't allow yourself to be destroyed because of someone else with their bad relationship habits. They need to leave the habits back in the past. Let my works speak for me. I want to put the work in. My actions should speak for me. I'm all in. Not because I say I am all in. I am all in. I'm committed. I'm willing to compromise. I'm compassionate. I'm looking for effective communication. And I want consistency. That's what we want. I won't, and many others. We have to make sure we heal first before we go out and put ourselves in a situation where we become the seek and destroy person. Some people seek and destroy. Also, the fall, why it's so hard to fall out of love? Because of some experience of painful. And they are painful feelings. See, you got to remember, things hurt because it hurts your feelings. Love is not a feeling. And you have to keep in mind when you hold on to those past hurts, you can never do what you need to do in the present because you're still holding on to the past. And if you can't get to the present, I don't know how you can plan the future. Love is all about now and the future. Love has nothing to do with what happened in the past, and you don't want it to have anything to do with the past. That a past experience taught you how I can be a better significant other, how I can be a better partner, how I can be a better mate, how I can be the best spouse that God blessed me to be. See, it's time for us to take it on home, to understand that love is not a feeling. Don't let it be a feeling. Love is more than a feeling. It's one thing I want to share that you can relate when someone says something about love. I would love for you to talk about the Love Cafe. But love is an action. Always remember that. Never let someone convince you love is a feeling. Because love is much more than a feeling. See, love is truly all the things I shared when I talk in the acronym. Love is listening, which is effective communication. Love is self-love. Love is being honest, trustworthy. Love is all about connection. Love is about putting the work in. So overcoming, which is the O in the acronym, overcoming challenges together. We talk about when God is the head of your life and your relationship. We always have to remember God is at the top and he's leading and we follow. Because he put in the path of righteousness together as well as your will to do it. You are running the course. So this is a triple course. You as the male, she as the female. The ideal is to wrap all three together to make one. Because you want to be as one in the eyes of God. So you can experience love being patient and kind. So you can experience that love is the V in the Love Cafe acronym is valuable. You can experience that love is the E is everything. And when you put the effort to get and gain things through encouragement, support, excitement, that empowers you as one. So as we close this show out, just remember, love is more than a feeling. And your definition, your meaning of love is what love does. Because your definition will be based on your experience. So I ask you to take an opportunity to identify what is love means to you and what it does. It's been awesome tonight. God has blessed us to come before you again. Thank you, Anthony Stallworth, Brother Tony Stallworth, the VP of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville. Thank you for joining us. Minister Denise Daphne and her words of consistency through Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. Genesis. Win player. Tasima Jackson. And also joining us, we have Ada Sigma Zeta, the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My sisters, 1974 is mentioned here. This Ada Sigma Zeta, 1974. S. D. Lloyd, thank you so much. Again, Sigma Polo 17. Thank you, my brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Greg Brown, thank you, 7932. Blue underscore not easy. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A-Town underscore J. Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Very excited to see that person, though. Because that's my better half. That's my wife. Thank you so much. Also, Aaron Dot Rail. That's Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And a shout out for Jeffrey underscore Williams underscore 26. Thank you, Jeffrey. Big Blue 1914. We're going to say 14 members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Those individuals joining us have been awesome tonight. I want you to keep in mind the Love Cafe. Hopefully soothe your appetite, your love appetite. Share with you some things that help you understand. Love is more than a feeling. And you can ask that question. If it's more than a feeling, what is love? Ask yourself that. It's been awesome. We still have to continue to protect ourselves. I know some of the mask mandates are being dropped. People are more or less being open and getting a new norm. But protect yourself. Protect your family. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag make it do what it do. Tell your family members that you love them. I don't care if you do virtual or do it person to person or in person. Give them a hug. That's what it's all about. Tell your family you love them. And let them know this love I have for you has nothing to do with a feeling. It's truly my action. So, as I close it out, I'm always want to throw the L's up to you. Truly, I love you. And I'm going to show you the heart. God has blessed me. Bless me with this vision and bless me to continue to grind and bless me with an awesome queen in my life. Thank you so much, God. You've been so good. And the last thing I want to say to you and to each and every one of you all, I love you and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. Well,